USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump started his speech at North Carolina's 2021 Republican convention by saying the country is being destroyed before our very eyes. The president calling Biden and leftist Democrats the most radical administration in history.
Crime is exploding. Police departments are being ripped apart and defunded.
The former president continues by saying illegal immigration is out of control.
Under Joe Biden, illegal crossings are up nearly 1,000% compared to the same period last year. In April alone, over 175,000 illegal aliens were apprehended and mostly released. You know where they were released, right? They were released into our country.
President Biden set to talk infrastructure with Republicans in the Senate on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Back-to-back earthquakes are being reported in Southern California on Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the strongest was a magnitude 5.3 quake with a depth of 5 kilometers. All of them struck just before 11 a.m. local time near Salton Sea in Imperial County. That's about 7 miles from Calipatria and about 25 miles from El Centro. Residents in San Diego, Oceanside, Escondido, and near the Mexico border say they felt it. The first four earthquakes had preliminary magnitudes between 4 and 4.6. A Florida man has a good reason to quit his job, but he says he won't.
Pensacola's Gregory Thomas recently won $1 million in a Florida lottery scratch-off game, his lump sum payment $790,000. But that's still not enough to get the 52-year-old to quit the job he has had for about 30 years as a school bus driver. Thomas says he's planning to use some of his winnings to help his parents. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The White House says President Biden will be up front with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying some of the issues that will be brought up include ransomware cyber attacks, human rights, Ukrainian sovereignty, and global nuclear security. As far as if Russia is testing President Biden now, Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She tells Fox News she believes so, and she also believes President Biden is failing that test.
I think Biden is right to say no. He has tested him, and Biden has failed. Biden has responded with weakness to these attacks. This is the second cyber attack against a major American artery for our supply chains. And Biden has responded leading up to this meeting by waiving these congressionally mandated sanctions against something that the Russians wanted very badly, which is this energy pipeline, Nord Stream 2, from Russia to Germany, something they wanted very badly. Clearly, Biden thought he would sweeten the deal to try to ingratiate himself with Vladimir Putin leading up to this summit, and Putin has responded by these two Russian cyber attacks and pretending like he didn't have anything to do with it. So far, Biden has failed.
A majority of Americans say their lives are getting back to normal after the pandemic. A new Gallup survey found 66% have at least partially returned to life the way it was before the outbreak hit last March. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.